right here at Fan and Tree Farm.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Can y'all hear him now?
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Right. So you can hear me now. Just I can't hear. Okay.
Okay. Just bring him down just a little bit.
All right. So what's your name, ma'am?
Jen.
All right. Hey, Jen. Yeah. Hey, it's our friend Jen who asked us the drunken questions at the Musers at AMA. And I asked you how many drinks you had that day, and you said how many?
Two.
Okay, two. But you got up and asked us a question.
I did.
And her question was, would we make out with her if we had also had two drinks? And we thank you for that question.
Thank you for knowing that.
Okay. Thank you. Now, Jen, what brings you here to Fan and Tree Farm this morning?
I was hoping to see Daddy. I feel like he has a voice of an angel, and I was surprised to see him not here.
The only woman who's ever hoped to see Daddy.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, usually it's the exact opposite. And Jen, where's your better half this morning?
At home, working remote.
Working remote?
Yes.
You guys are going to a sporting event soon, aren't you?
We are. We're going to Austin for my first NASCAR race.
She's never seen a NASCAR race.
Okay.
She loves NASCAR now. That's her big thing. Can you name me three NASCAR drivers?
Kyle Larson.
There you go.
Dan Marino.
All right. Thanks for your time here, Jen.
Let her go to a race.
Always, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being here. And that's a cute outfit. What do you call that?
A jumper?
Jumper? I thought those were like overalls or something. Coveralls? Overalls?
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
I think girls call them jumpers.
Jumpers? Jumpers?
That is not what I thought.
That is not what I thought you were going to say. All right. What's your name, sir?
Scott.
What kind of work are you doing here, Scott? I noticed you got your laptop out.
The exciting project management.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's okay. Very generic. What project is this?
Oh, this is a greenhouse in Georgia.
Okay. A greenhouse in Georgia?
And then there's also marijuana greenhouses in Colorado and Idaho.
Oh, you've actually designed those?
Well, I put the doors in them.
Okay, so you mainly...
Houses, we do the big doors. Told you it's boring.
Yeah, no, it's fine. That's interesting.
Yeah,
for growing pot.
For medicinal purposes, I'm sure.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course.
You have a shout-out you'd like to give to anyone today?
No, they're at work.
Probably. You got a theory on how Gene Hackman died?
I thought the carbon monoxide, maybe that's why the door was open. They were trying to get air in there, and so...
Mm-hmm.
But
did you hear that her hands became mummies?
I was not notified. I was only notified that by Detective Gordon today.
Yeah, see there, a lot of people didn't know that.
Yes,
she had started turning into a mummy.
Yes,
before she was found.
It's a damn shame.
But just her hands. Isn't that weird? Do people always start mummifying from the hands on up?
Yes.
Like I got confirmation there.
I think it would be the extremities. That's where you mummify first.
And then the last thing to mummify is?
Your belly button.
Okay. Right. Well, that's true. What's your name, sir?
David.
David, you look like you shouldn't have gray hair.
I've been gray since I was 13, so yes.
Doesn't he look young to have gray hair?
Yeah, very young.
But he has a beautiful head of gray hair.
Yeah.
You've been gray since you were 13?
13, yes.
Wow. why does that make you laugh?
Because people say I look young, but I have had gray hair for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you have a theory as to why Gene Hackman's wife killed him?
I think she was looking for a way out because he died first.
And so you think that she
See?
Her own life?
That's my theory.
I believe so. I believe he passed away and then she just couldn't take it and let herself go. I mean, she was with him for 30 years. I mean, she could have left him earlier, but she didn't. At age 95, that's a lot of work for her.
But she was only 64.
Well,
she had many more years to find another millionaire that she could live off of for a while.
You know what? I'm with you. Our prematurely gray guys think alike.
Yes.
And I think you're on to something.
We think one step ahead, right?
That's right.
Do you have any other premature issues?
Oh, you have to ask my wife. You know, I think I'm doing
free. All right. Is this your wife here?
No.
Okay. Hi, ma'am. What's your name?
Pam.
Pam, we've talked to you before, Pam.
Yes.
She's a ticket stock.
Yes.
Yes.
What's new in your life since the last time we spoke to you at length?
My daughter is going to be in an all-district choir tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Really? Right. Really? What was your name again?
Ava.
Ava, and you want to sing a little something for us?
No.
Oh, come on. No. This is part of what you're going to sing tomorrow, because you know that
no.
really well.
Yeah. No.
What are you going to sing?
Oh, nope, nope.
A song.
All right, come on. What song? You don't know the name of the song?
No, it's three songs.
Okay. Well, can you give me the name of just one of them?
I sing because I'm happy.
Oh,
is this a statement or is that a name of a song?
No, that's horror, the name of the song.
Okay. Why does that? How does that go?
This, I sing because I'm happy.
Oh, they're going to lose.
Yeah, you guys might want to go ahead and prepare that concession speech. No, but you don't know it right now. We're putting you on the spot, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. She's not a soloist.
What kind of music do you like listening to, Ava?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Can you? What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Love Story.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Okay, sing a little bit of that.
Bro.
Okay, all right.
Come on, she's got to be competition tomorrow.
All right, Mom, are you a good singer?
No.
Oh, Ava answered that pretty quickly. Do you sing?
No.
Have you tried to?
I was in choir when I was younger.
Ooh,
okay. Okay. Yeah, I bet you can
yeah.
sing.
Yeah.
I was at show choir.
Show choir. And are you drunk? What's happening here?
No. It was show choir. I'm from Oklahoma. Remember?
Oh. How did you break the news of Gene Hackman's death to your daughter, Ava?
I don't know who that is.
See?
Gosh. Well, he's 95. That's pretty old, isn't it, Ava?
Oh, look at that face.
Oh, isn't that disgusting that someone would get to the age of 95?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Can you name any Gene Hackman films, Mom?
Young Einstein.
There you go.
Young Frankenstein.
She is blasted. She visited a Georgia pot farm that this guy designed over here.
I think you're right. He was also in Young Einstein.
He was also in Young Einstein, the children's educational videos. All right. Well, thank you. And what's your name, ma'am?
Claudia.
And it looks like you realize we didn't have a security mandate that you bring a see-through purse, but you brought one.
My kids are in sports, so I'm always in it.
So you're always having to carry that. How many kids you got?
Two.
Are they with this guy right here?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. He sired both of them?
He did.
And how old are your kids?
My oldest will be 16 next month, March, and then my youngest is 10.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you guys spread them out a little bit. Well, obviously you did.
So to speak.
Two kids.
Jeez.
But anyway, we're just having fun.
Gordon.
Boy, Pam really liked
it's
that one.
Games. Yeah,
it's all fun and games. Having
all
a little fun games. Here.
And what's your name, sir?
Caesar.
And where did you guys meet?
Actually, she was my sister's best friend.
Oh, was that in any way awkward for your sister?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh.
The sister didn't like it?
Oh, no. We weren't friends for a while.
Oh, wow.
No. Gosh. Are you guys basically the same age? Or?
I'm older.
How much older?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. Not bad. What's that?
A year and a half.
Almost 2 years.
Year and a half.
A year and 9 months.
Year and a half. And did you keep your relationship a secret from your sister for a little while?
No.
Or did she walk in on you guys?
I don't know.
You had her over the ottoman, and the sister walks in trying
oh my God.
To get a hold of the TV.
I was too concentrated, so I don't know.
Earmuffs, Ava.
Yeah, sorry,
but
Ava.
You guys. Oh yeah, sorry about that. Ava.
What are you doing? You're like,
I forgot Ava
away.
Was right in front of us.
She's
I'm so
got a
sorry.
Competition tomorrow.
I'm so sorry.
Idiot.
I'm so sorry. So you guys have been married for how long now?
21 years.
21 years. Okay. Man. You guys planning something special for your anniversary? What is your anniversary, sir?
September 27th.
Okay. Did he get it right?
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, who did your sister end up with? One of your friends?
No.
Y'all didn't have a friend exchange program working in your household?
No.
Who'd she end up with?
I guess a classmate. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Married to the same guy her whole life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
Not
you guys
what you were
are
looking for.
Well, I was looking for that.
I want
things to be going well.
He wanted the answer to be she's on her fourth marriage.
Right.
No,
that's what he was looking for.
I root for people to stay married a long time.
We can pretend.
No, no, don't. Really? Role play? I'm into that. Yeah. Where you guys want to meet later on? All right. Well, oh, no. Ava's getting earmuffs again. Ava's getting earmuffs again.
You're saying this right over.
I'm so sorry. Well, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
It's all him.
Okay. Hi, son. She don't
want to
be here.
All right. Back to the music.
By the way, hi to Paige's dad. Paige,
yes.
Tell Paige hi.
Yeah. Absolutely. You didn't want to, you didn't run into any sort of NBA executive out there?
No. I don't know. Okay. Why would I run into an NBA executive?
Okay. I just thought we got our signal.
Just,
oh, wow. There he is. Wow. Okay.
The Luka trade.
Hey, Nico.
George is obsessed with fake Nico now.